Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington studio. Tonight, celibacy. Well, celibacy is the state of abstaining from marriage and sexual relations, but this is according to the dictionary. Is it by choice or circumstances? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show our colleague in Kampala, VOA Swahili reporter Kenneth Sabuda. Welcome back to the show.
Present, sir.
Thank you for being around. And of course, we have us on the line, our previous VOA Swahili fellow, all the way from Kampala, Uganda, Miss Fiona Wamai. Welcome back, Fiona.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sunday. Great to be here again.
Surely, we are happy to have you back. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing celibacy. A brief history of celibacy. Celibacy has existed in one form or the other throughout history in virtually all the major religions of the world. And views on it always have varied. Well, classical Hindu culture encouraged celibacy in the later stages of life, after one has met all his societal obligations. But this is according to encyclopedia. But also, some other religions, as we know, they practice this all the time, like the Catholic religion. So I spoke to Sharon Baranga, a fellow from NTV in Kenya, and I wanted to know her take.
Like you said, at first it can be because of religion. Someone can be subscribing to a particular religion that does not necessarily support marriage. And another reason can be choice. And this mainly could be because of circumstances. Maybe someone had a bad experience in a relationship, and so they decided they are going to live or walk alone in this life. And I also think it should be respected, because a lot of people are tied in relationships that are abusive and not necessarily good to them, because they want to conform to what society demands from them. And in the end, they end up living lives that are not healthy, very, very, very disturbing lives, very sad lives, because, oh, I want to be seen as I'm married. I'm in this, you know, institution that everyone deems that it's one of the institutions that everyone is supposed to be part of, or there is a certain age. By the time you get to this age, then you should be married, you should be having children. Mm-hmm. But to me, it is something that is, it could be a choice. If I decide that I'm going to remain single, then that's it. You should respect it.
Well, yeah, you should respect that for sure. But also, there's one thing, Sharon, mm-hmm. maybe you can tell me. They say that most women mm-hmm. decide they will be celibate only because they couldn't find a man who is loving, honest, and faithful. And as you have seen in so many African countries, you find, you know, men marrying more than one wife being a normal thing. It's not mm-hmm. like a big deal. It's not a big deal. They do that. But some women say, you know what? I can't find a guy mm-hmm. who's really faithful. Do you think this is really a reason men are not faithful enough, or they can't be trusted enough?
Okay, personally, I believe in true love.
Okay.
And if my true love is to come when I'm the age of 50, then that's when I'll get married. I'm not going to settle for anyone just because, you know, I'm being told, oh, Sharon, you're this age, right? No, you're supposed to be married. No. For me, I believe in true love, and that's what I truly subscribe to. Mm. And there are different qualities that a person might be looking for in someone. If you've not found those qualities, then hey, don't settle for less.
Wow, don't settle for less. I hear a lot of these people, this talk here in America, people say don't settle for less. But here's the question. How long is somebody going to wait? Sometimes you're looking for the one and only Mr. Right or Miss Right, the princess, the prince. And sometimes the perfect gentleman is not there to be found.
Then stay alone. Make yourself happy.
Thank you, Sharon Baranga. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing celibacy. Aye. Baby, 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 baby.
baby, me pack it, I'm all done. Baby, 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 no, be me put to the money, yeah. Baby, 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 let me get the money fast.
Let me go right into it. I want to welcome you, Kenneth Bwire. Tell me something. Why do people decide to go for this option. We know the church does that, the Catholic Church. We have nuns and priests, which is obviously by choice. But what about those who are not in that position, who are just laymen, and they decide to go for this option? Why is that? Do you think this is by choice, or you think this is somewhat forced by circumstances they have?
Sandra, let me think that I will not be offensive to the Catholic believers, but I think it cannot be by choice. If there is a Catholic law, if there is a religious rule, that anybody who has to preside over functions of the church in the name of a father has to practice celibacy. That's not a choice. That is compulsory, because you found a law there and it has to dictate your lifestyle. Why do I call it not to be compulsory? It's not compulsory because of late, there are fathers who are married. Of late, there are children home where kids are being hidden, and at the end, you hear so-and-so is the one responsible for these kids. So it's not by choice. It is compulsory in the name of religion, whose rules are already set and are there. They found it there. Those who go to practice celibacy follow the rules which were founded by the church.
Okay. That's your take, Kenneth Bwire. But also, Kenneth Bwire, before you get into that, I do know that some people say that celibacy doesn't have to be a religious decision, because there are so many people who have nothing to do with organized religions who just choose to be celibate for a variety of reasons. But before we look into those reasons, let me ask and welcome Fiona Wamai, a lady. Maybe she has her own perspective about this. Tell me, Fiona.
Yes, Sunday. I'm a Christian, and I read the Bible. And okay. I have two reasons, one religious and one non-religious, as okay, most people decide to be celibate. When forgive me for going into the mm-hmm. scriptures, but okay. when you look at the scriptures, it's in 1 Corinthians, chapter, I think it's 7, 30, verses 30. It has a very interesting point on marriage, and it says something about women deciding to get married. If I decide to get married, it is okay, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But it also goes ahead and says that if you decide not to get married, it will be better. Mm. And also, verse 40 says that Paul says that his opinion, if you're not married, you are happier. And for me, I feel that is one of the reasons why people decide to remain unmarried. The reason they decide to remain celibate. However, when you look at the trend today, you realize that the main reason why there is celibacy, and I'm not talking about the church, why someone decides to remain celibate, you know, even without the responsibilities of the church, I think they fear the responsibility that comes with marriage. Okay. You know, someone will say, if I'm going to marry, it will mean paying for food, taking responsibility of the clothes and everything. I'd rather stay alone. I think it's selfishness in that nutshell.
That's what you think? Wow. We'll ask Bwire about it. Okay, very interesting, though. That's your point. Thank you so much. Hold it right there. Celibacy is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa. Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Kenneth Bwire and Fiona Wamai. Right now, we are discussing celibacy. Okay, I do see that abstinence is largely seen as a form of restraint. When you're abstinent, you're choosing to deny yourself something that you acknowledge gives you pleasure. But when it comes to celibacy, the decision is not about denying yourself about something that you want. But I just want to know, is there any difference between celibacy and abstinence? And I spoke to our VOA reporter in Mombasa, Kenya, Liberty Adede, and I wanted to know his take.
On my side, I think it's a constant. For example, in Kenya, examples you get, you find a young man who's gone into alcoholism, then that's a constant. The behavior now makes him, every time he wakes up in the morning, the first thing he thinks of is alcohol. So he drinks himself throughout the day. He forgets that social life. The only social life he understands is when he's together with his fellow drunkard. This affects mostly men, young men in Kenya who've gone into alcoholism, and that has denied them that opportunity to socialize and maybe socializing the other sex and maybe get a partner.
Is this the reason, Liberty, that we heard at some point that there were some women in Kenya who were protesting that they can't find anybody to get married to and they wanted to cross to the northern part of Tanzania? Is that true?
Yes. In fact, there was a job that was being made. They wanted to go to another particular region in Kenya to go and bring men who... the western side of Kenya, where it's believed men are strong. Men from those sides are strong so that they can fire with them kids. There was a statistic that was done and showed that there was a decreasing number of kids who are going to kindergarten the school. And there were women, the number of women, single ladies, and maybe the divorced ladies was too big compared the number of the young men around and the probable husbands, as it states. Most of them had gone into alcoholism. So it brought about initiatives to make young men and women get out of alcoholism, banning or destroying all these vending places, the small bars that are opened, destroying and even maybe banning a particular brand of alcohol in Kenya so that youth can now go back to their normal life and move away from alcoholism. And also, Sunday, there's this issue that also is affecting so many youth in Kenya, where most of them claim they haven't found the particular partners. So, you've been brought up in a particular way, and maybe you go out, and when you look at women, maybe for a man, that is, you don't find a person who's really like you. The characteristics are not like yours, and maybe you don't get a consensus. You know, in a relationship, you ought to be with someone that you share values. So at times, that really, really affects. And maybe when others have gone through bad incidents or bad things that happen in relationships, most of them, maybe ladies would not want to go into relationships and they shy away and they decide now to live single life.
Thank you, Liberty Adede. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing celibacy. Now, back to the studio. I want to ask Kenneth Bwire real fast. He spoke about some issues happening in different places in Catholic Church. But also, I just want to know, when we come to these people or individuals that I'm right now targeting, like you and me or somebody else, who decides that I do not want to have any relations that are intimate? But is this somewhat showing your strength or somewhat giving you the ability to decide what you want to do? Or is this something that gives someone a pleasure of heart, and is it healthy? Kenneth Wire, give me your take on that.
Sunday, let's not be hypocrites. Let's not be practicing hypocritical behaviors.
Really?
You see, sometimes it's so simple to say it in public that I'm practicing celibacy, that I don't want to get married, that I don't want to get in a relationship. And then, in the background, you are doing so. You see, nature, you cannot fight nature.
Okay.
You can't totally fight. You can't fight nature. The human well-being, you can't fight what God created. So in open, we go out to say, yes, we are doing this, the opposite of nature. But in private, we are doing the opposite. How many times have we read stories about Catholic fathers, for instance, who have openly said, we need to get married? Last month, a Catholic priest was ordained and was allowed to get married. So those who...
Where was that, Kenneth Mure? Hold on right there, Kenneth. Where was that?
Yes, it was... This is in Uganda.
Really? Wow.
Uh-huh. There's even a branch of Catholic which broke away from the main Catholic. It is calling itself New Catholic. We see it across East Africa. These are the fathers who want to get married.
I hear you, brother, right there. And according to Tango.com, it says celibacy prevents STDs, it boosts intimacy, also it creates more of me time and empowering. Fiona Wamai, you think so?
Yes. Sunday, I don't think it's empowering at all. In any case, I feel it is enslaving. Because really, it takes a whole lot of restraint for a normal human being to keep away from sexual activities for an average time. So for you, Sunday, to tell me that you're going to keep away from all kinds of sexual activities for life, it is... You're not only cheating the people around you, you're cheating yourself.
According to Tango.com, they were talking about empowering. They say it doesn't have to be forever. So they're giving, it's when somebody started to do it for some time, for a period of time.
I mean, why do you want to go against the forces of nature? Your body is telling you, let me say, you look at the mouth. The mouth demands food. The ears demand the sound. The nose demands the smell. And the... It also means that every part that was put on your body has a use, right? It has a function.
Right.
So why are you denying it, even if it's just a certain period of time? Mm-hmm. That's lying to yourself. It's cheating yourself. You're not cheating anyone. You're lying to yourself.
Maybe for Fiona, you're a lady too. What about for the ladies who think that I need this for some time before... crossing to the next level, maybe after a breakup or before getting married, trying to make sure that, you know what, I do this until I get the right man or the right person for me.
Yes.
Is that empowering in some sort, or what do you think?
Well, when you look at it in that manner, I'll speak from personal experience.
Okay.
I know I have done it before.
Okay.
I have kept myself, you know, for some time because of reasons. See? And I must say that it takes a whole lot of courage for a lady whose body has a life cycle that demands sexual satisfaction every few days of the month.
Right.
So for a lady to come up and decide to remain, to keep away from any kind of sexual activity, it could be a little bit empowering for them.
It's not an easy thing to do. That's what you're saying, right? It's true.
Maybe Sunday.
Mr. Bwira, yes.
Maybe that is what we call self-control, not celibacy.
Okay.
Self-control with a target.
Exactly. That is self-control.
Okay.
Self-control, knowing that after this, there is achievement I need. Self-control, knowing that I'm doing this purposely because I have gone through this and I don't want it to repeat. So after this, I want something that is of high value. So if you do that, that one is acceptable. That one is allowed. You go against the forces of nature because you feel that I need to serve the Lord when I'm like this. I'm like, no, you're lying to yourself. Practice self-control, yes. That is okay. Fiona is right. Straight to the point. It's so simple to do that. and you can even give yourself 2-3 years, you can achieve it.
So my question to you, Bwire, is it easy for a man or a lady to do it?
Now, this is, depends on your character. Some will say it's not simple even to make it in a day or two. But it's very easy to do it if your character is indeed, you understand what self-control is all about. Your mind first has to accept that I'm doing this because there is a reason why it to be done. If your mind accepts that I have to do control for within this period of time, it's very simple. But if your mind rejects that you cannot do it, it is very hard. So it is simple and it is easy if you accept you can do it. If it is very hard, it's two-way. Simple and it's also hard, depending on your mind.
Okay, but also I do know Fiona will help me on this as well. They say that for man, are always visual. Women are not. So do you think that is that for that point, it makes it easier for a man to do it?
I think men are just selfish.
Really?
I think men are just, I'm telling you, men are just selfish. I come from a culture, I come from a culture where it's believed that man can actually have as many sexual partners as they want, but it's taboo for a woman to have more than one sex partner. So in other words, it is they make it seem like it is hard for a man to have self-control, but yet easy for a man, for a woman. And listen, Sunday, men don't have the monthly menstrual cycles. In other words, they don't have the hormones banging down on their heads and hearts and everything every month. Women do, and yet women have the self-control. Why should it be very hard for a man to not to have control? Why should it be hard for him to hold on 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years until they get, you know, the right lady?
Wow.
I think that is just being selfish, Sunday.
Wow. You're telling men, and men are listening right now, Fiona Wamai. They will come right back at you, not me. You already know how it is out there, you know? We have all these examples, like you gave your own place you're coming from, your own tribe. People have more than one woman. Hey, that's what is out there. So get ready to answer their questions when they come back to you, Fiona, okay?
All right.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored celibacy. A big thank you to our guest, Liberty Adede from Mombasa, Kenya, and our fellow from NTV Kenya, Sharon Baranga. I want to thank you, Fiona, for joining us again all the way from Uganda. Thank you for your time, Fiona.
Thank you for having me, Sunday. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Especially when it comes to talking issues of men and women.
Thank you so much. And of course, Kenneth Bwire, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. Thank you, Kenneth, for being here tonight.
I hear men are selfish. I don't know the opposite of selfish is that applies to ladies. Thank you.
Of course, Fiona will have to answer that for sure. Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. And our topic next week will be dating out of the box. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Norma Du and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.